Welcome back to another episode of The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with TNA. Hello.
Hi there.
So today's episode, we are going, well, we're actually leaving tomorrow to go to a Colette Halloween party, which we're pretty excited about because we haven't been able to do it the last couple of years, and we've heard it's the party to go to. Everyone comes out, and it's usually pretty hot. So based on that, of us going to a party tomorrow night, we thought this episode would be good for discussing swinger club fails and some of the funny stories and, I don't know, just failures of clubs that we've been to.
Yeah, which are still kind of fun memories, but maybe not what we were signing up for.
Yeah, part of a learning curve.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at our list, and probably the first one on this list was one of our first parties, was the pool party down in Dallas area. And it was our second club slash party we went to.
Yeah, it was our second.
Yeah, it was a house party, basically, but they were advertising it as a like a swingers club. And we got there, it was still light out, and the pool was so gross.
It was green.
And it was, like, almost milky. Like, you couldn't see the bottom of it.
It was.
And the point of it was a pool party.
Yeah. And nobody was in the pool until, I think, maybe I had six drinks, and then I was in the pool.
Yeah. They had a stripper pole in the bedroom.
Yeah. And, it was a nice setup.
It actually wasn't bad, considering some of the other things we've seen.
Well, yeah, and at the time, I don't think that we went away going, that was a disaster. We hadn't seen anything like that, really, before. We'd never been to a house party.
Well, we weren't doing anything at the time, either. We were just spectators at that point.
Yeah, I think I got felt up by a girl in the pool. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then I think the next one on our list was Glenpool.
Oh, Lord.
So we responded to a Craigslist ad for a swingers club party that was kind of eerily close to our home, which we're like, wow, that's different. Okay, we'll go check this out. It's kind of in a smaller town outside of the town where we live.
Well, and we've talked about the local club, right? Have we talked about that?
We may have mentioned it, but we could probably mention it again.
Well, we can backtrack with that in a minute, but having that experience, I was leery of anything that said swingers club or party.
So what we're referring to is the Green Door in Tulsa. And, you know, we can't say with any certainty what it really is like. We've just seen pictures online. We show up at, like, a Saturday night. We drive through the parking lot, and I think we just saw people outside smoking. And we decided to go in and use the bathroom right outside this club, which is in a Super 8
motel. Like a rundown motel.
Yeah. And so we decide, oh, we'll just go inside and we use the bathroom. And I think we both heard people in the bathroom. And we walked out of the bathroom and we're like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good feel.
Yeah, there was nothing attractive that we had seen or wanted to be associated with.
Yeah.
It was a different vibe.
Yeah. I always hesitate to say, I don't want it to sound snotty.
I was thinking those same words in my head.
I don't want to sound snotty, but it was an older, bigger crowd, and we just didn't feel like it was our scene.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. So we go to this, we respond to this Craigslist ad about this club, this get-together. And I guess we can't even call it a club. I'm not even sure why we're bringing it up. But it was this guy and his girlfriend trying to start this club in this kind of work
office building
apartment deal.
I don't know.
And right off the bat, there's this like contraption where you can strap people down. And
is this? Okay. They're just talking about the swing. They had a sex swing.
Oh, they had a swing. And the place, like, needed to be cleaned.
It looked
like he had been living in it and just left everything on the countertops. And it was funky.
It's going to be a difficult podcast for me to get through because this is all, like, it just makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was so uncomfortable, and I'm not good at exit strategies. That's more tease deal. So I just sat there uncomfortably, like, with a death grip on your hand.
So I think I'm adventurous, and I, you know, I'm like, well, what's the harm? Let's go see. So I guess we're not, we could have, if we were more careful before and didn't have that adventurous spirit, we wouldn't have put ourselves in this situation. So I'm sure there's people listening who are like, oh, should we try this? Should we not? And you're going to hear these stories and be like, oh, God, it's going to be all horrible. But it's not. It was more like, let's go have a laugh.
Yeah.
This is probably going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
And let's go see. Who knows?
It's not that I ever felt unsafe. I would have rather been, like, peeping through a peephole. Like, I don't want to be there. I'll watch, right. But I don't want to be there.
Right.
That's how it is for me.
Yeah. So, anyways, there was one, two, three.
There was a single guy
that may have
been about our age or younger. And then there was two couples.
There was the couple. Uh-huh. No, it was a couple, but she didn't want to play, and he was playing with this old gal.
Yeah.
And then the single gal.
Oh, yeah, the single girl that also showed up responding to the ad. She was a recent divorcee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
So we didn't stay long.
No.
15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. So, again, these aren't real clubs. So jumping into more of a real club experience, we were on vacation in Orlando, Florida. And looked up, we had heard there was some fun stuff in Florida. There's a big, you know, swinger scene in Florida. And there was a club in Kissimmee. Do you remember the name of it?
I don't remember the name of it.
How do we not have the name of this and we're doing a podcast? That seems like an error there.
Well, we may not want to put them on blast.
We'll just describe it. It was apparently an old hotel
that they
purchased and then they used the club and I guess
apparently they had pool parties on
the pool
weekend.
That's right. Oh,
it was cool.
Wasn't it like a hedonism or something?
I think it was a part of that maybe. I don't remember the name, but the setup was really cool.
Yeah. So we get there early. We break away and get there early and it's a kind of just a bar. And we're not really sure what's going on. We pay our cover, which was probably $60, $80. And then we've got to buy drinks. And we're there at maybe 9:30?
Yeah, we were there early.
And we're informed that there you cannot get in the play areas until midnight. The doors are locked. And we're like, what? And it was Latino night. Wasn't it?
I think it was somebody's. I don't know if that was the theme, but that was what I was getting ready to say. I felt like I was at a Latino dance club.
Yeah.
It was like very salsa dancing, which was cool. Had a sexy feel, but apparently it was someone's birthday, the DJ's birthday. Do you remember that? I mean, yeah. I felt like I was at a birthday party and we were the only people that weren't invited.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were the thing that didn't belong.
Yeah, it felt like that. And we were like, let's get out of here. We would have gotten out of there probably within an hour.
Yeah.
But we're like, well, we paid this money. Let's at least see what happens when the doors open.
Yeah.
And granted, I think we had enough to drink. By about 11:30, we were dancing.
Yeah. We were going to have a good time.
Yeah. And then
keep in mind, we were on a family vacation and had just been to Disney World. So we were needing some adult time.
Yeah, definitely. So it was funny. Right around midnight, the place got full and then the doors open. And so we go back and we check it out, and immediately this couple introduces themselves to us. They're a little older than us.
Yeah.
I'd say they were attractive, friendly, and they're like, "Oh yeah, well let's go back there." And they're like, "Oh, we just got here, but we've been drinking at home." And the way it was set up is you couldn't go into the play area unless you were a couple, and there were these little this hallway of little rooms on either side that would have a bed or two beds or a king-size bed. And then there was this open area where it was just like a pyramid of beds.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever saw what went on there. But this couple is like, you know, trying to get us to play. And we're kind of more in the mode of we just want to check it out. And they're like, well, we're going to come in this room and play. You can watch. So we're like, yeah, that sounds fun. So these rooms have a door and a window. And so I think it was like a king-size bed, and they're playing, and we decided to go in there, and next thing you know, we're playing on the bed, and you want to jump in and...
Well, I don't remember what called our attention to it, but we either saw or heard flashing, camera flashing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I assume that's where you were going.
Well, yeah, there was like a crowd outside watching, like in the doorway, in the window.
Yeah, which is fine. Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. But there's like flashing camera lights, and we can hear the sound, and we're like, what
in
the world?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
So, you know, we're naked, we're playing on this bed, this other couple's there, and we're like, how is this possible? This is ridiculous. So I get up, and I basically close the door on these people and shut the blinds, but that was a total fail. I mean, how is somebody...
That was a buzzkill.
Yeah. It turns out it was going on in another room. It wasn't pictures of us, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, that was pretty bad. You know, the fact that we had to wait until midnight to go into playrooms, and, you know, the fact that, I don't know, it seems like all the clubs we've been to, it's bring your own alcohol, and the fact that I felt like we were paying a lot for drinks there in those little plastic Dixie cups.
Well, I think that's why they locked you in there for so long, so that you would buy drinks.
Yeah, so, it was a fail, but it was still fun. It was something that we enjoyed. But I can't say there was a lot of fun at the Vegas clubs.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's always something to take away, and we will never forget those experiences.
So friends of ours in the community said, hey, when you go to Vegas, you have to do the Red Rooster. Because it's like...
Well, and you think Vegas. I mean, honestly, when we first started this, I was like, God, if we only lived, like, somewhere fun, like Sin City, we could have all this at our fingertips, and we'd have all these clubs. And when you look at them online, they look so fun, and oh, my God.
Well, let's see.
I don't even know where to start.
Do we start with the 70s decor, or do we start with the...
Neil Diamond impersonator?
Yeah, that was probably where I was going next.
So we go on a trip, and we're with our friends. There's six of us.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a vanilla trip, but they are being introduced to it and have interest in the lifestyle. And so we go there with them.
Yeah. And one of the couples, which I think is worth mentioning, was kind of going through a little redefining their marriage.
They were going through some marital strife, and they were willing to try new things to help.
Well, and honestly, wasn't it like, I mean, down to the day of the Vegas trip, we're like, there's no way they're going to want to do that.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to go to that club. And, oh, no, they were all about it, wanted to go, wanted to check it out. Okay, all right, guys, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know if we did, if the listener is going to understand what we're talking about.
No, but I was building up for for the only fun that was actually had.
Right. So, this place was interesting. It you could be a single man and get in the door. There was, I don't know, a pool there, some seating. You could go outside. It was not the environment we necessarily would look for.
It was smoking.
Yeah. There was this...
If we didn't have our friends with us, we probably would have left.
Yeah. There was a, like, voyeur room with, like, beds, like, stacked. So kind of a funny story. So we're there with friends, and I think we meet another couple there, and I'm having a conversation with one of our friends, and this other girl, we'll refer to her as the Hawaiian, and they go, hey, what's in that back room over there? And I said, oh, yeah, it's the voyeur room with beds, and it's pretty cool. They got them stacked up. And they go, oh, really? Will you show us? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I just, without thinking, get up and take these two over to this room, and they're like, oh, wow. So we kind of climb up these beds to the top, and And next thing I know, there's people filing in. There's nobody in the room, but now there's people filing in because they think the three of us are going to do something. And I look, and there's A, and this gal's husband, and I'm like, oh, well, that's interesting. And then these single guys started...
We're ready to watch, too.
Yeah. Then these single guys started kind of creeping up on the beds. And it was like, what? What's going on here? So that was kind of the first sign that something mm-hmm. was a little creepy about the place. Ultimately, we're like, let's... I think these girls were interested in doing something, and so we're like, there's a private space upstairs that's for couples only. So we were... realized, okay, well, let's go that direction. So we get split up, and our friends that we were referring to earlier, who were going through some challenging experiences, didn't really know if they'd be game for the trip, let alone the club, ended up kind of going off and doing their own thing and having some hot sex, you know, with people watching, which was new to them, and we ended up going up...
us watching, which
was
new to us.
Yeah, that was different watching our friends do it. But afterwards, they told us they went in that voyeur room, and they're, you know, just doing it in their own world of, you know, getting into each other. And my buddy, he's on top, and suddenly he just happens to kind of take his focus off of his wife, and there's a man so close to him that... he can feel his breath on his skin.
So gross.
Just lying, like, pinned, is kind of his, I don't even know how to describe it, is...
propped up on his hand on the side, like, just gazing.
Yeah, just less than a foot away from them while they're doing it, which I was mortified for him. I'm like, I have never heard of that,
no.
Seen that. He's like, oh, yeah, I just tried to focus and finish. And I'm like, I would have told that guy to back the fuck
all
off.
All our experiences have been, like, super respectful. And I don't know, I guess that speaks highly of maybe the Dallas community. Because everywhere else that we've been, it seems like there's not that respect. And I'm
I wouldn't say that's not everywhere else there's not that respect.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure that it was just a few bad experiences that we've had. I don't know. It's just something that I'm sensitive to because that totally turns me.
Oh yeah, that would have ended it right there. So our friends had a lot of fun,
mm-hmm.
And were inspired to let's try a new club the next night. So in Vegas, we go to the Green Door.
After I don't what time did I mean it was late.
It was probably 3 o'clock.
We'd been in a strip club. We were all drunk. We had no intentions after the night before of doing this again, but we're loaded, and yeah, let's go. Let's go check out the other club.
Yeah, and we're told, oh, there's probably 50 couples up there.
The person at the front desk.
Yeah, and there was probably... Did you see more than 3 girls in the place?
I only remember one.
Oh, man. It was a bunch of single dudes just... hovering and following.
It was so uncomfortable. So the three of us, there's 3 couples, and the 3 girls are checking things out. And well, I mean, we were really just going to have a good time. The music
was
terrible.
Explain what you're checking out, because the rooms were kind of neat.
The rooms were cool. They had, like, I remember the main room had, like, some couches and stuff, but they had, like, a big round, kind of like the warrior bed that had some beads around it. And then they had a room that was, like, an S&M room that had... chains and whips and all kinds of restraint stuff. And then
there's
we
a
went
kind
back.
Of college,
yeah. Yeah. And that's the room that we went into, and we thought it was funny. They had a gynecologist chair with the stirrups and everything. And so we're like, oh, that's funny. Get up on there. And so my girlfriend hops up there, and no sooner than her bottom touches the top of that table, and we're just goofing around. We're not going to do anything. We're just playing.
We literally just walked in.
Literally just walked in, and she hops up there, and we couldn't even turn around fast enough. There was at least 6 guys in there, and there was more coming, just all standing around. It was the creepiest feeling. Like, no one's talking to you. They're just standing there. And I swear they were getting ready to whip it out and just start beating it.
Yeah.
It was
just
so
all dudes.
Creepy. And so we're like, and we're done. So
yeah.
we we get up and find you guys, and I don't think we lasted there very long.
No. Our friend had a great analogy for the place. It was like The Walking Dead. They're just, moaning, yeah. Just following you. It was like zombies chasing you in that place.
Yeah, it was weird. And I felt like if it wasn't for that, like, we would have at least sat down and, like, we paid to get in.
Yeah.
Like, let's at least sit down and laugh and look around. But I didn't even feel comfortable being in the place. That is the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
There were so many single guys. It had a rapey vibe.
It had a rapey vibe, yeah. It would have been different if it was, hey guys, where are you guys from? You know, like, no. Nobody was communicating with you. Yeah. They wanted one thing. It was very, very strange.
Yeah.
And I don't want, like, I worry about this podcast making us sound like we're snobby or I hope that that's not how this is interpreted. Like, I just want to be real. I want to be honest because I know that I'm not the only person that would feel that way.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, most of the times it was entertainment.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But still, like, overall,
there was no danger.
No. Overall, still a good time, with the exception of the Green Door in Vegas. That, I seriously felt uncomfortable there.
Yeah, and we didn't last long.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no danger in the sense that...
No, but it was one of those, I didn't want to be 2 inches away from you. Because I'm not that I didn't feel safe, but it had a rapey feel.
Yeah, it did.
I think I could have been raped there.
Yeah. So the last one on our list is...
I'm gonna go the other
is
room.
More self-inflicted, and we kind of alluded to it in the last podcast. So we went to the skin party last weekend in Dallas, and we had been told skin parties are the best. They have the best looking crowds. They're so much fun. So we go down to Dallas last weekend. Not last weekend, I guess.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a few weeks. We go down Friday, party Saturday, but we don't really do anything Friday because we want to make sure we have all our faculties for Saturday night because we're going to just blow it out. It's going to be the best party ever.
And it had been a while since we'd been down there. So.
Yeah. So we're staying.
Looking forward to some DP, a little bit of threesome action. Had all kinds of plans.
Big talker. So we were staying at this hotel, the party's at the hotel, and we have never been to a skin party, so this was a little different, because it's just in a banquet hall of a hotel. So, you know, we get there around 9, we're having drinks there, people are kind of filing in. We didn't really know the routine. A lot of times people leave this banquet area and they go back to rooms, but we were kind of under the impression, okay, this will go till 12, or no, was it 2 or 12? I think it was 2.
My details. 2. Yeah, we'll find
you. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have a little tougher time remembering.
Well, you're missing the biggest part of this story, and that is that most of the time when we go to the parties, like at Colette, I don't drink a lot there because we're dancing, we're socializing, and almost always, or at the house parties, we're socializing. So it's not, I'm not drinking a whole lot. And so I kind of had the thought, and we were deciding, do we want to have dinner with our friends? Do we want to do our own thing? And I was like, let's go have a couple drinks before. One, I won't be as an expensive date at the party because I will already have had a couple drinks. And things usually get started before I'm done. Like, but I still want to have my drink.
Explain that. Things usually get started.
Okay, so like at the club and at the house parties, we're usually playing by 11. Anyway, and it's usually when I'm starting to have a good time socializing and I'm drinking and I don't want to quit. And so I wanted to pre-party. So I pre-partied a little too hard and I had a lot to drink and walked in.
Two margaritas?
I think we split one, so I had 2.5, but those were pretty stout. You have to admit, those were pretty, pretty stout. I was feeling good. I was ready to play when we walked in the door. Yeah. I was feeling good. I was feeling sexy. I was okay with my dress.
I was going to say, the other party you wanted to drink beforehand was the dress you were going to wear, which we've posted some pictures on our Twitter.
Yeah, and I'm still not like 100% confident wearing stuff like that. Like, I'm getting better, but I would have never worn something like that a year or 2 years ago.
So the drinks were necessary.
The drinks were helpful. Yeah. So I felt good. I would have walked down there in my underwear. I was ready to go.
Right. So the point of the fail in this story is she had too much to drink. So
Then we're at the party until what? Like almost 2?
Yeah.
So we had pre-partied, and then I'm having a grand old time, and just one after another I'm drinking vodka.
Yeah. So the skin party, it's not the greatest dance music. But it's just
care.
A dance floor and, like, social. There's no playing going on at this place. There's no physical, visual, nothing going on. So we might as well be at a club, kind of.
Yeah. It was fun. I had fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a
but
fun
when it,
night.
When it came down to, okay, you know, now it's time to play and do, you know.
Yeah, I was done.
She was done. She had too much to drink, went back to the room to, I think you were going to change into a sexier outfit.
Yeah.
Sat on the bed and never got off of it.
Yeah. I think I got my stockings on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was out.
Yeah.
And then I was emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
So the best part of the year was not the best part of the year for us.
No.
No. It. And you were in bad shape the next day.
I had the worst hangover that I can remember having ever. I'm sure that it's been worse, but I can't think of a time.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw up.
Yeah. So, you know, the skin party was fun, and I'm sure people. You know, it was an attractive crowd.
Yeah.
I had
fun.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I can't say that it was as much fun for me, but...
Yeah, it was pretty...
It was okay.
Yeah.
I think we've realized that we kind of like some other parties a little bit better, ones that we can watch, we like to watch, and that kind of helps get us going and in the mood, so... Wasn't a lot of that.
I still like Colette on a good night where there's a lot of people there, but there's still that part of me, that 21-year-old club goer in me down deep that I enjoy that. I mean, that's why I had fun at the skin party, because I was dancing and drinking, and I don't really get to do that anymore. So that is kind of fun for me.
Well, we should find that tomorrow. I just am not looking forward to those beds and the springs.
We'll just get you some knee pads.
Yeah, or just use the voyeur bed.
Or just go back to our hotel.
Yeah, I guess we could.
I mean, the hotel's walking distance from the club.
Yeah. Good point. All right, so we are off to Dallas tomorrow to go to the Halloween party, the Colette Halloween bash. So we probably will have... another good story for you listeners coming up soon.
As long as we don't procrastinate, you probably have both of them out at the same time.
Yeah, that might be the case. Well, who knows? I feel like I have to twist your arm to do a podcast, so maybe not. Maybe we should try to get the mayor of Swingsville while we're down there.
We could.
Get him on a podcast
with him. We should start driving right now.
So, all right. Well, we will see you guys next time.
Good night.